Alumni Talk. Alumni Talk. The time has come to engage in conversations that are yet to be heard. Yet to be heard. While unearthing unique stories about those who are ready to share their stories to inspire and educate you. And educate you. Get ready as we dive deeper into the lives of TUT exceptional alumni. From the heartbeat of Pitori to the world. This is Alumni Talk.
Tshwane FM.
Because ordinary radio just won't cut it.
Good evening and welcome to TUT Alumni Talk. This one.
Hi, this is Yolanda, and you're listening to Alumni Talk on Tshwane FM 93.6.
Come to engage in conversations that are yet to be heard, yet to be heard, while unearthing unique stories about those who are ready to share their stories to inspire and educate you. And educate you. Get ready as we dive deeper into the lives of TUT exceptional alumni. From the heartbeat of Pitori to the world, this is Alumni Talk.
Good evening and welcome to TUT Alumni Talk at Tshwane FM 93.6. My name is Lalo V. Davids and we are back. It's another Thursday. It's the 13th of June. Kusele kancane, those who speak in Zulu. And Tsonga, kusele katsongo. For us to get into the long weekend. So don't mind my excitement. My name is Lalo V. Davids. And of course, I'm with the famous one, the one who gets, you know, machined on Instagram stories.
Oh, wow. You put
and
this, yeah.
And I don't, you know, the one who gets machined by people she doesn't even know. You know, talking about her work. Like, no, your work is brilliant. Yeah. The one and only Malisa Lehla. Good day, everybody. She's back and she's here.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Good to be back.
I'm doing well. You know, sometimes when you work with famous people, you know, you must be, you have to thank them, you know. That's the first thing you do. You must acknowledge the fact that you are in the presence of greatness.
I'm going to get you for that.
And I guess tonight is a singer and actor, Robbie Vossels, the National Diploma in Drama alumnus, can make you laugh, but at the same time make you makes you reach deep into your soul with his acoustic melodies and soulful lyrics. In 2002, he became a household name as Bona in a popular TV series, Gauteng Elang Elang, before surprising his fans with his debut album, which translates My Fisherman's Friend's Father. Because the album is in Afrikaans, Malisele, and this album was released in 2005. Mm. The album sold more than 120,000 copies and earned him a Gusnet Tempo Award as Newcomer of the Year. So, there's a lot of great things that we'll be hearing from him about this, but right now we get into that exciting segment that Malisele loves so much. We call it Follow Alumni Success Stories.
Follow Alumni Success. Follow Alumni Success.
Congratulations to the new South African Thriller Phase Deepcast member Lerato Walaza, Isana Maseko, and filmmaker Noluta Nomkhize, plus her team for the success of the movie, which has made waves across the globe. The movie has received the Best International Feature Film Award at the Kaku International Film Festival in India, and it has also received nominations and prestigious film awards like the Liverpool Indie Awards, the Luminex International Film Festival in 2024, and the Denver Monthly Film Awards. Here's a teaser of the movie courtesy of YouTube, Stare Kinda Core, and New Metro.
You have a significant other.
It's not like that, Mitty.
Oh my God!
George, papa, come on. Keep boyfriend, I'll be like, I'll be like,
That's interesting. Earlier this morning, your eyes were blue, and now they're brown?
Naomi, I know you're not dumb. And I know you're smart enough to keep what you saw to yourself.
Hey, Noah is going nowhere! Who am I? I am his wife!
I don't know who you think you have mistaken me for, but I am not your child.
Nepal.
It's a teaser, and one thing about this movie has been made and produced, and some of the cast members are from TET, from the arts campus, showing us that they were future ready. They are able to even make their own movies right now. Life is good. Yeah. But right now, like we told you, our guest tonight is singer and actor Robbie Versals. He'll be joining us shortly. But right now, we'll give you one of his songs, Beating of the Drums. This song, by the way, it was a dedication for the Proteas, right? When they were going to the Cricket World Cup in 2021.
Yeah.
So he made this song for them. Take a listen.
In runs the bowler, also a soldier, bowls a Yorker, middle Ben out of the ground. A second silence, then shouts in triumph, then the explosion. It's the music of the crowd, it's the sound, it's the sound, it's the sound. It's the beating of the drum. The pounding of the heart, it's the beginning of the war, when the World Cup cricket starts. So lay down all your cares, cast off all your fears, pick up all your dreams, shout a lot of cheers. Then waits the batsman for what's to come. He reads the field, hears the beating of the drums. He sees the ball as clear as light. The ball is short, it hits the stands in full flight. It's out of sight, it's out of sight, it's out of sight. It's the beating of the drums, it's the pounding of the heart, it's the beginning of the war, when the World Cup cricket starts. So lay down all your cares, cast off all your fears, pick up all your dreams, shout a lot of cheers. And the field hears the voice of his captain, and he knows he must obey. Shifts position, change of plans, eyes on the ball, from the bat unto his hand. He is out, he is out, he is out. It's the beating of the drums, it's the pounding of the heart, it's the beginning of the war, the World Cup cricket starts. So lay down all your cares, cast off all your fears, pick up all your dreams, shout a lot of cheers. There's nothing that can take our great pretty our dream. There's nothing that can break the spirit of our team. There's nothing that can take our great pretty our dream. There's nothing that can break the spirit of our team. It's the beating of the drums, it's the pounding of the heart, it's the beginning of the war.
And playing the background is music coming through from Robbie Versals, Beating of the Drums. That's the name of the tune. Such a lovely tune. And like we mentioned earlier, that he'll be joining us as soon as we get back on air. And of course, here we're back. It's 10 minutes after the hour. 6 is Alumni Talk. It's on FM 93.6. My name is Lalo V. Davids, and I'm with the one and only Malise Lehlakudi. And we are bringing you talk and unearthing those unique stories from the heartbeat of Pitori to the world. And I am excited about this, man. Robbie, good evening and welcome to Alumni Talk. It's on FM.
Yes, it's nice to chat to you guys. Thank you.
How are you doing tonight?
No complaining. It's not as cold as it was a few nights ago, so I'm doing pretty okay.
Are you not a big fan of winter?
No, I'm not. Especially, you know, when those cold fronts come through, then I'm not a big fan.
I think I'm the only one who likes winter in here.
Oh, so you don't like the summer, because then we all sweat again. Eh?
You know, it's got the positives
and the negatives.
Yes, you sweat a lot. Sometimes, you know, you wear something and you feel like, I think I'll be better in this. And next thing, you're sweating on it as well. It's just too much, you know. And you always have to wash your blankets as well.
Exactly. And the thing is, when it gets summer and it gets too hot, you can't take off everything.
Exactly.
You know, but when it's winter, you can put on more and more and more.
Yeah, no. I can see my co-host is wearing warm, and she's looking at me. He's like, why are you not wearing? And I'm like, no, come on. Like, I'm wearing. I'm like, no, you must wear something warm. And I'm not a big fan, man, of wearing jerseys and stuff. It's just not my thing.
Shirt. In this weather.
I hear you.
Now, let's get to it, Robbie. You studied at the Arts Campus before the merger to TUT 2 decades ago. How was it like to study there?
Oh, you know, just an hour or 2 hours before the interview, I was just thinking about it, you know, and remembering some great times. I was studying there just before it became TUT, you know, so I was my last year, it was still Technikon Pretoria. Mm-hmm. And, the lectures that was there, I remember Patrine Tron, obviously, was the head of the department, and you know, René Tredu, and, you know, lots of other names. And I must say, when I think about those years, I'm very pleased. And, you know, I'm very thankful that I could have studied there in that time. It was a big privilege for me.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, what led to you to travel all the way from Pretoria, from the Free State, just to study drama at the University of Technology?
You know, it's actually a crazy story. You know, I grew up in the Free State, but at that time, we were actually living in the Strand in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, so we moved there, you know, when I was standard 9 and matric, we moved there. And so it was, I came actually from Cape Town all the way to Pretoria, because I was at an Stepford there in Cape Town, uh-huh. you know, and I did some poetry and some competition. And the one guy told me, he said, you know what, I think you should go and study drama. And he said, you shouldn't go any place other than Pretoria Technikon. Mm. And that's where I made the decision.
Wow. You travel miles and miles and miles to get here, to get the education you needed. What influenced you to choose, you know, drama, to study drama?
I think my mother had quite a big influence on me, you know, through the years, even during my childhood, in grammar school and high school, you know, she always pushed me to do drama. Mm. You know, even though I love sport, you know, I still love sports. And you know, every young child at that stage, you don't really, you know, you just go where the fun is, you know. But my mom always, I think she saw it in me, because she also had a love for the arts, you know, and poetry and all of that. And she always encouraged me to do it. So I did it in school, and she also encouraged me, you know, to pursue it even further. And I'm so thankful, you know, because if I think of what I'm doing at the moment, I can't imagine me doing anything else. I love the industry, you know, I love the arts, and I love music also.
Now, were you already a musician when you came to study the site?
Sorry, say again?
Were you already a musician when you when you came to study the site?
Were I already in?
Were you already a musician? Were you already in music, doing music, when you came to study the site?
Oh, no. I actually, while I was studying drama, I didn't really know that I had a big passion for music. I learned guitar when I was very small. So when in my student years, in my studying drama, I sang, you know, to the students and the people that was also in the hostel. And I just sang these, you know, party songs around the fire. And from there it grew, you know. I now sing more than I act. So yeah, the passion actually started when I was studying, you know, while I was studying drama.
Amazing stuff. So basically you came to study drama and then you left with two passions, actually. You are an actor and musician when you graduate.
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the acting actually helped me, you know, and that's what I always also thought about earlier today. You know, while I was at Technikon Pretoria, you know, up at TUT at the drama department, there I also got my first great opportunity. You know, we were when I was third year, and Willie Estreisen, you guys know Willie Estreisen from Setkoop Palace and Orkney Snorkney, you know, the producer. He came to Technikon looking for, you know, looking for actors for his new sitcom, and I got we got to do auditions for them, and that's where they saw me and gave me an awesome opportunity in the industry, and that, you know, that acting role that I got opened so many doors for me in the music. So, you know, that acting role gave me a lot of opportunities.
Amazing, and you know, they say, you know, most of the people will tell you that, you know, sometimes you can have the talent, but you are somehow limited, you know, when it comes to getting roles, getting gigs as an actor or actress, you know. So I want to find out from you, what role did your qualification play in your acting journey or career?
You know, my education played a huge role. You know why? Because for me, one thing that stood out, you know, and I'm so thankful that I ended up specifically at Pretoria Technikon in those days, you know, at the drama department, because, you know, it was 90% was we acted, you know. It wasn't, there was a little bit of theory, but you know, you know, we acted. Most of the exams and the stuff was us doing the acting and experiencing, you know, doing it. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't 95% theory where we had to learn a lot of stuff. It was the other way around, you know. And I think that prepared me for the industry in such an awesome way. Because those 3 years, you know, they're in the Rostrum Theatre, all the shows we did, all the... You know, it gave you such a because experiencing the stuff, I think, is the best way to learn. You know, I can learn a lot of theory. I can study books for, you know, for years, but never put myself out there to act or to, you know, express myself. And that's what I loved, you know, because I must say, if it was the other way around, I would have probably failed. So for me, that 5% or say 8% theory was just enough. I couldn't do more studying than that. But the actual acting, doing it on stage, was what was so awesome to me.
Now, how important do you think formal education is in the arts? Based on your own experience, do you think it's really necessary?
You mean the education?
Yes, formal education.
You know, it is definitely necessary. I think, you know, obviously the most important thing is is the passion. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if you study anything, you need to have passion for it. Otherwise, you know, I would rather tell someone, you know, that has got the talent and has got the passion, you know, pursue it, even though they don't get the, maybe they don't get the bursary or the opportunity to study, you know, I would still tell them to pursue it. But I mean, if you get the privilege to study it, you know, and have the education, it's a privilege and it's a positive thing, you know. I will never deny it. But yeah, like I say, the passion and the love for it is the most important part.
Mm.
And Robbie, when last were you at Arts Campus? Like, what's different now compared to when you were there back then?
At the moment, I haven't been at TUT, even at the Arts Campus, for a long time. You know, and that's why when you guys said you wanted to have an interview, I was so excited, you know, because I feel it's important, yeah, you know, to know where you come from and your roots. But I must say, my only experience is in those days, and that was 99. No, that was 99, 2000, and 2001. Mm. That was the years that I studied. I have no idea how things are at the moment at the Arts Campus. I would actually love to make a turn there someday.
I want to challenge you, actually, right now. Marcela and I will challenge you to come hang out with us when this Arts Festival, somewhere around October.
Okay.
Yeah, at the Arts Festival, we'd like to hang out with you back. You know, you come back to your alma mater and then you come hang out with us. Host the show with us, actually.
Yeah, I would love that. You mean, does it happen there at the Arts Campus?
Yeah, it happens at the Arts Campus every year.
I haven't been there in many years. I would love to come and make a turn there.
So we're making a note that this year, during the Arts Festival, Malisela and I will be joined by you to co-host during the Arts Festival. We'll be there with you. Back at your alma mater.
I would love that. Can I bring my wife with?
Most definitely. It's good to know the family as well.
And kids
as well. We had someone who told us last week, Silo Ramutwani, told us that he used to attend class with his kids.
Mm.
So why not? If you're coming to a festival, come with your kids. Come show them where you used to
be. I'll babysit.
Exactly, because what if maybe they have the same, they share the same passion and they see a show there and they love it and they follow my footsteps.
Exactly, and they get to see all of these amazing things that, you know, other actors and actresses, filmmakers as well, what they're doing, you know, all these producers, photographers, you know, fashion designers, it's just everybody
in person,
you know, in person, and they get to maybe get something that they like there.
Absolutely. That sounds amazing. I would love that.
You know, earlier on you mentioned, you know, having this love for sport as well. I assume from your music videos, especially the dedication to the Proteas during the Cricket World Cup in 2001, you know, having a song, beating of the drums rather, for them, I think that kind of like gives me an idea what kind of sport you like playing at that time. Was it cricket and rugby?
Yeah, at school, you know, it was definitely something of everything. You know, it was a bit of cricket. It was a bit of rugby, a bit of tennis, you know, a bit of athletics. But I loved cricket. I loved to play cricket more than I did to play rugby. But I think today I love to watch rugby more, you know. But yeah, I loved cricket and rugby, especially cricket at school.
Mm. Now, how did TUT empower you?
Say again?
How did TUT empower you?
Oh, empower me?
Yes.
You mean in the sports?
No, in terms of your education and maybe some of the things that you've learned there, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, no. You know, they I think they gave me a lot of confidence. You know, they gave me, like I said, that other opportunity also with Gautengeling. That was the name of the series that I did, you know, early in my career. And, you know, Willie Estreisen, and he saw me there at the drama department. I think what I learned from the lecturers, you know, was just for me amazing. You know, if I think of people like what was her name? Yes, I forgot her name now. She gave us poetry, and also Betty Wynn Pacey was the one lady, you know, and Shirley Sachs, you know, they really taught us, you know, about theatre, and I think, you know, it's such a good place to start your career in the theatre, you know, because there you learn a lot of, you learn a lot of ethics, but you also learn to be humble, and you learn, you know, the passion of a live audience, and that's something, you know, that's something that you don't get a lot when you do maybe television or you do, you know, that it made us used to performing in front of a live audience, and it gave us a love and a passion for that, and that the education TT empowered me a lot.
Amazing stuff. It's exactly 26 minutes after the hour 6. We are in a conversation with Robbie Vassos. He's a singer, actor, and a filmmaker. He's doing so many things. But right now, it's all about his love for music. But, you know, at this moment, you know, like when you get to learn about what people have, you know, passions for, what, you know, they got from the institution itself, like it makes you, you know, dig deeper to it. It's like, okay, what did they give me?
No, I don't know. You have a singing career already.
Wow. We'll go back to the singing part, you know, talking about singing. We'll be getting into the singing, you know, part of singing journey of Robbie Vassos, you know, career. Right now, let's go to the markets.
In a world of wannabes, Tshwane FM stands tall as the true authority. We don't just broadcast. We reign supreme over the airwaves. We are Cape City's number one.
Are you a TET alumni with a story to tell that will inspire a fellow alumni or students? Feel free to share with us your story, and we could feature you on our social media platforms, TET website, Our Beat magazine, or Alumni Talk. Tell us about your career, the great things that you've accomplished since graduating at TUT, or the Technicon you attended before the merger. If you've published a book, started a business, or invented a product, we want to know all about it and how TET helped you to get there. Submit your story of 250 words or less, along with a high-resolution photo, to alumni@tut.ac.za. Don't forget to add the following information: your name and surname, graduation year, degree or diploma, and cell phone number.
Call Tshwane FM and make your voice heard. Rithubeka call.
Dial 012-382-4936.
012-382-4936.
In a world of wannabes, Tshwane FM stands tall as the true authority. We don't just broadcast, we reign supreme over the airwaves. We are Cape City's number one.
This Father's Day, Tshwane FM has a lot to celebrate. First, we played a documentary created by AI. Next, we have a documentary to honor the LGBTQI in our community. We then cross over to the Sam Zima Youth Day Memorial Lecture. Lastly, our Sunday leg of our 936 weekends runs as usual. That's June 16 on Tshwane FM, Cape City's number one.
Tshwane FM, rocking Pitori hits like no one else. Here's another hit. From Pitori to the world.
Hoge mij terug met de piki-piki lucht. Ik nik voor een stoel en ik kraak mijn rug. Mijn kersie is klaar en mijn batterij pap. En ik kan niet eens kijken hoe schoppen of af. Ik wil eilen schreeuwen, ik is diep gegrief. Ik zit in die donker, ik is depressief. En ik gorrel like de borrel, drink een jelle siraas. En ik stier weer af op nog een babbelas. Ai babbelas, ingene babbelas. Dus donker in mijn
baza igra. En die mense praat van 'n revolusie. Toe gaan die ligte uit waar ek staan en pie. Hoor my sokkies en my Nike's en my toilet seat. En ek vik my gat en ek stuur 'n tweet. Ai babalas, en gene babalas. Dis donker in my huis en ek soek my glas. My Jamie poef poef van die diesel raak my sak. Ek wens ek kon 'n firma kon er is kon se gaan. Kill the boer, kill the farmer, skree die rooi bereis. Sit my electric fence aan en die boer wys face. Maar die rooi is verfstemme vir al EFO. En geef een rooi kappie, een rooi overal. En om sirrel ek lig op bala bala. Tel sy dollars en sy buffels en sy impala. En ek drink nou Johnny Blue, dis in een ander klas. En ek voel ie kom my weer, ie kom my babalas. Ai babalas, ien gene babalas. Dis donker in my huis en ek soek my glas. My Jenny poef poef van die diesel. Ek wens ek kon een firma kon er is kon se gaan. Hey man, jou met een leeuw wat loop in die Adidas kel met sy lek wijd voort. Soos die klein lijkt die in die parlip. Van die vent en giet om in sy vent. Maak van hom een standbeeld, sy kopie is gesproef. En kijk hoe die duive op sy ruiver uitvoer. Dat is kelle met my tuin, dat soek hy op my grond. Maar as ek myself verdedig is ek in die spoor. Hy word gevang, maar hy is uit op veil. So makkelijk om die landse wette te ontseil. Hulle noem die plek de democratie. Maar dit maak jou siek soos een pergasie. Makke ha, makke ha, makke ha, haatspraak. En hy skel met woorde onbewaar. Hy is een billie van een boelie, hy is eindelijk maar een roekie. Maar as ek haat spreek, dan ook sit ek in die tjoekie. Ek drink een shot tequila, nog een shot of 10. En ek en al my borrels het ons gat gesien. Ai babalas, ingene babalas. Dis donker in my huis en ek soek my glas. My Jenny poef poef, van die diesel rik my sak. Ek wens ek kon een firma, kon er is kon se gat. Ai, ai babalas, ingene babalas. Dis donker in my huis en
and playing the background is music from Robbie Vassals and Leon Schuster. This one is titled Ai Babalas. Such a beautiful tune, and I was just having a conversation with Malisele talking about how the music video is so amazing. Oh man, you know, like when you love a song and then an artist also gives you you know, that visuals, you know, those visuals that you're going to, like, you know, love. So that's what Robbie gave us, and it's amazing, the touch of Leon Schuster in there, amazing. But we continue our conversation where we unearth those unique stories from the heartbeat of Pretoria to the world. It's Alumni Talk at Tona FM 93.6. My name is Lalo V. Davids, and with the one and only, the famous one, Manisele Hlakudi. And we are in that conversation with actor, singer, filmmaker Robbie Vassals. Robbie, we back at it.
Say again.
I was saying that we're back at it, and I actually want to ask you, that song with Leon Schuster, like, how did it come about?
Is it the Ai Babalasi song?
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, no, Leon was calling me, you know, because he writes a lot of words, and sometimes, you know, he would call someone to just help him a bit with the melody of the song. Mm. Yeah? And you know, we were speaking on the telephone, for a few days, and I was sitting with the words that he was sending me, and I was, you know, working on a melody, etc. And then the one day I just asked him, I said, Leon, yes, man, why don't we do this song together? Mm-hmm. And he was very keen for it. He said yes, he would love it, you know. And yeah, that's how it started. So he wrote all the words, and I wrote the music of the song. Mm. And then we recorded it and also did the music video, you know. And I learned so much from him, you know, with the filming of the music video, you know, because of all the comedy moments, you know, that he's got so many films experience, and yes, that was one of my highlights of my career, I must say.
Mm. Wow, amazing.
Now, who was leading the music video shoot? Was it Leon Schuster or was it you? Who came with the ideas?
No, it was, You know, it was a combination of both of us, but at the end, you know, he was leading most of it, you know, most of the you know, comedy moments, and he, yes, man, it was such a experience working with him, you know. Yeah, no, he thought of most of the ideas with the video.
I mean, it's load shedding, it's Julius Malema, it's it's the presidency, Ramaphosa, like everybody's in it.
No, we put you know, everyone in the political world also in the video, you know. We had to put everyone in.
Amazing creative stuff. So let's talk about you know, how, you know, what inspired you to pursue a career, especially in music and drama at the same time. Like, now you're acting and then in music at the same time. What inspired you to do that?
What inspired me? I think, you know, I must say, from a young age, you know, I've always been, you know, let's say a bit of maybe the funny one, you know, when it comes to, you know, being away with friends or wherever, you know. But I always had a passion for Leon Schuster, you know, as a kid. I grew up with Leon Schuster's music, you know. And I think also because it was connected to rugby, you know, I mean, his music that's the most famous is his rugby songs, you know. And so he was a big role model for me as a child, you know. So in some of my music, I think people would hear the influence, a bit of Leon Schuster's influence. You know, from childhood, during school, you know, I always knew, or I always had a passion for the arts, you know, and just for entertainment. I remember as a child, you know, I used to sing for my parents around the campfire. I used to sing to them "Blessed Bridges," one of his songs, and I used to dance for them like Michael Jackson. I thought it was like Michael Jackson, but afterwards I realized it wasn't like him at all.
Yeah. Now, out of all the acting roles that you've played in your acting career, which one was the most challenging and why?
I would say, you know, I think because I get that Puna character, you know, from Gautengeling with Billy Estreisen, you know, I get that very early in my career. And I must say, you know, those first few months was very challenging for me, you know, because I think the most difficult medium in acting is comedy, you know, because it's something that, you know, obviously there needs to be a natural feel for it. You know, you can study comedy as long as you want. If you don't have the, and I don't say, you know, I had to learn a lot of it, but comedy timing is something that you can't teach someone. You know, they either have it or they don't. But for me, those first few months with Gautengeling, you know, that sitcom with Willie Estreisen, was very challenging because I had to find the character. You know, I had to work through my nerves. You know, us artists, you know, we can get nervous at times. You know, and I had to, especially in the old days, you know, when the cameras. In the old days, those days when the cameras had a red light. So when they say action, you know, when you see that red light, you immediately there's a bit of anxiety, you know. luckily these days there's no red light anymore. But, you know, just at that stage, working with big actors like Frank Opperman, you know, Eric Knobs, and Willie Estreisen, you know, there was also that tension because now suddenly you work with people that you were fans of your whole childhood. And so I must say that first role of Puna was very challenging for me. But today, it's very natural because I've done it so long. But I must say that was the most challenging one.
Yeah.
And you know, talking about, you know, your most challenging, you know, role, let's talk about, you know, your memorable experience from one of your films. Which one, you know, do you remember fondly?
You mean a acting role that I did?
Yeah, that you remember, like, you know, that experience you felt like it was just, like, amazing.
I must say, I think, yes, let me think. I did, you know, we did a film right after that Gautengeling series. Mm-hmm. You know, Willie Estreisen made a movie about that Puna character. You know, that I played, and it was called Puna as Koning. That was the name of the movie. And I must say, I think that's my most memorable one. And it was a very borderline movie, you know, because it had a, you know, it was a quite a rough movie, you know, with some you know, there was some scenes that people were quite shocked with. So that was, I think, the most memorable one, you know, but yeah, that stands out because people today still talk about that movie.
Wow. Mm. So it was not just challenging, it was also memorable.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
Now, your music often has a very deep emotional impact, is because your song are influenced by your personal inspiration. Does it come personal to you when you write the songs?
It is definitely, you know, I write because I also, if you listen to some of my songs, you know, you see, I do the comedy songs, you know, there's a lot of comedy songs, but there's also a deep, you know, deep emotional songs that I have, you know, and it's also a big passion of mine, you know, artists like Tien Chiu Dan and guys like that also inspired me a lot. You know, so I love to write out of my personal experiences, you know, like what happened in my life, because I believe that if you pin that down, you know, very sincerely and very real, if you are real about it, I think that's the songs that does the best, you know. So I love to also, you know, almost say go deep into my heart and write about real experiences of my own life.
Wow. So how do you balance, you know, the comedic and soulful aspects of your music?
Say again, how do I balance the comedy?
The comedic and soulful aspects of your music.
You know, and that's something that actually, from the beginning of my career, you know, when I started, I always, you know, tried, because, I mean, in the beginning, people knew me only for my comedy songs. They knew me for Liu Loop and for Puna and those stuff. But I always, you know, I always made a point of it at my shows, you know, to show my deeper side also, and to sing my deep songs, you know, and my serious songs. And I, you know, I kept pursuing that, so that, you know, without always worrying too much of what people say, you know, because if you listen to too much opinions of people, you know, you can easily try to, you know, you don't fall into a thing where you just try to please the audience. And it is good. I mean, entertainment is about pleasing people and making them happy, but also, you know, you have to pursue what passions you have in your heart. And I was always strong on that, you know. If I have a deep song, I would sing it at my shows, you know. And even now today, people accept it more, you know. They don't mind it if I do something serious and something comedy.
Now, there are many approaches to storytelling. How does your approach to storytelling differ from your music and also your films?
Well, you know, I think storytelling is so much, you know, I always, especially when it comes to traveling, you know, I'm privileged, you know, to get to travel quite a lot with my music, you know, and because of that, you pick up a lot of stories, you know, especially with after shows, you know, when you talk to people, even just the band members that I travel with, you know, I mean, most of the time we only share stories and you tell stories and you hear stories. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where I also pick a lot of stories up. So sometimes I would sit in my room writing a song or a story. And I would come up with something, and I wouldn't at first know where it comes from, and then I think back, 6 years ago I actually heard this, and it stuck, you know. So that's how I try to do it. I always go and sit and see what comes up out of my experiences or stories that I heard.
Yeah, and how do you handle creative blocks or periods of low inspiration?
Oh, sorry, just repeat that again.
How do you handle creative blocks or periods of low inspiration?
Yeah, that, I must say, you know, usually with me, it's when I'm tired, you know, I'm not very creative. So when it comes to creative blocks, you know, I've learned that it's something that you cannot force. You know, you need to get yourself in a good space. You know, I have tried it in the past. You know, I remember a few years back, I wasn't in a good place. You know, and still I had this expectation of myself trying to write stuff and, you know, almost out of an empty tank. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as I grew older, I realized, you know, the creative process is so much different from normal society, you know. Creative ideas need to, you know, almost come to you. It's not something that you can force, you know, it's not something that you can almost go and look for. You know, I've learned that the stuff that came to me almost, you know, the ideas that almost fell into my head is the most successful stuff that I've produced in my life. So yeah, when it comes to writer block, you know, I just chill, you know, I wait a few days or even a few weeks, and then usually it comes back, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Now, which of your songs holds the most personal significance to you and why, out of all the songs that you have?
Oh, you mean which one is my favorite?
Yeah, which one is more personal to you?
I would say, you know, there's a song early in my career called Halise Komeet. You know, that I always, when someone asks me the song that's closest to my heart, I would say that one. You know, that was something that almost came like I just explained. You know, it just flew out. You know, it flew out of my pen. I sat and it was almost just a lot of thoughts that came together. And you know, just after I've written it, I've realized that this is something that's close to my heart.
It's exactly 11 minutes before the hour 7. We are almost about to make way for Pot, and we continue our conversation with Robbie Vassals. He's a singer, actor, and filmmaker. It's on FM 93.6, Alumni Talk, where we are unearthing unique stories from the heartbeat of Pretoria to the world. So let's continue that conversation. So what advice would you give to aspiring actors or musicians who are just starting out?
Well, my message to them?
Yes.
I would say, you know, it's very important, you know, to, like I said earlier, also to go out and act or sing. You know, I think the best experience for any artist, you know, is to go out and perform in front of an audience. I always tell people, if they ask me, you know, with the music, what should they do to get into the industry or get their music out there, I always tell them, you know, the best way is to sing your stuff to people. You know, that's always my advice, you know, to young guys. And obviously, to stay real to yourself, you know, to write the stuff if you feel like you are called to be an actor or a singer. You know, it's very important to find what makes you happy and what you want to get out there, and not always about what other people want from you. You know, you should follow your own heart, and that's the purest form, I believe, of art.
Yeah. Wow. Now, how do you see your work contributing to the South African cultural landscape?
I like to just in the recent years, some of my songs, you know, were relating to even different cultures. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it, you know, people tell me a lot of times that it lifts them. You know, some of my songs can get them through tough times. So that's my hope. You know, that through my music that people can be inspired, but also, you know, at a show or wherever I am, I can, you know, I think especially music, the medium of music is such a strong medium. You can, you know, if you can lift someone's spirit, I think that's such a privilege to do that and to, you know, if you can lift someone's spirit at a show. So that's what I always strive to do.
Yeah.
And if you were given, you know, a choice, you needed to make a choice for, you know, that you're going to live with for the rest of your life, between music and filmmaking, which one would you choose?
you know, I've realized now at where I am now, mm-hmm, that if someone tells me I cannot sing anymore, that would be very disastrous.
Wow.
You know, yeah, that would be, oh man, that would be difficult for me. So I would say, no, it would definitely be music.
Yeah. Now, who are some of your biggest influences in the music industry and also the acting industry that you'd love to work with in the future?
Oh, you mean people that I love to work with?
Yeah.
Let me think. I've worked with so many, you know, most of the, you know, the Afrikaans musicians.
Mm.
I think, you know, I mean, it would be a privilege to act with some, you know, big actors. Like the other day I saw an interview of, what was his name, the guy that played in Konings those years in Sonkring, David Minnar, you know, with some of those old actors, you know, David Minnar or Marius Veyers or even, what is that lady's name? Anna Mark van der Merwe.
Yeah.
You know, if I get the opportunity to play in a South African series or a South African movie that's kind of a drama, that would be a big dream. That would be a big dream.
Would you have loved to, you know, play at, you know, maybe on Seven Dylan? And how did you feel, you know, over the fact that it came to an end?
Oh, sorry. Just repeat that one again. Sorry.
Would you have loved to have a role maybe on Seven Dylan, because, you know, that's one of the biggest, you know, Afrikaans, you know, drama or soapies in South Africa. Would you have loved to have a role there? And then how do you also feel over the fact that, you know, it came to an end?
Yeah, I would have loved that. That would have been awesome. I must say, you know, just for a few, even if a few months or so, because I've done a bit of soap work, but in Seven Dylan, I mean, that was obviously the biggest one. I would have loved to play a few months or even a year or what in Seven Dylan. That would have been awesome. And it was, I mean, just listening to some of the actors that was in it, you know, it looked as if it was a very sad experience for them that it ended. So I feel very sad for them about that.
Yeah. Any upcoming projects or collaborations that you're excited about? Maybe we can get a seat or two.
You know, at the moment, I'm busy to, you know, reviving my old hit Lulup.
Mm.
You know, so I made a brand new music video of it.
Okay.
You know, and I re-recorded the song also.
Mm.
You know, okay. So yeah. That's coming up, you know, end of June.
Yeah.
Oh no, sorry, 21 June. It's releasing, and then you know, I've written also one or two other songs. I have another song in the future that's coming up, you know, about that's about Cheslin Kolbe. I always like to write songs about certain rugby players, you know. So, I have a song also that's on its way, that's about him. You know, he's such an amazing wing.
Mm.
No. Amazing stuff, Robbie.
If you need dancers, Nhlamulo is more than willing to come, ne?
Really? Is he a good dancer?
A very good one.
Okay, I will definitely remember it for my next music video, because I always have dancers. I wish I met him before the Lew Loop, because I used some good dancers in the Lew Loop music video now. Mm.
We'll do a dance challenge during our co-hosting at the Arts Festival later in the year. How about that?
That sounds great. Then we release it on TikTok and Facebook. Yes, I love that.
Amazing stuff. Ruby, thank you so much for making time for us. We'll be able to, I think we'll be able to keep in touch with you. And then we're looking forward to the new song. Maybe we'll get a teaser next week on our show on the 20th of June. Awesome. Since, well, it's releasing on the 21st. So you let us know. You have our details. And we can't wait for the song.
I will do that. And thanks so much for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Okay, guys.
One thing that I've learned, this show is all about lessons that people have learned about empowering others and also putting each other on the spot. It's exactly 3 minutes before the hour. It's 3 minutes before the hour, 7. We are making way for Pitori Originals Thursday. They have someone that I like in that, in their show. Envy, man, he has this other song called Muchiko Kai. So I know where the party is tonight.
Yay.
But we're letting them in, ushering them in with one last song from Robbie. This one is titled Dice Lut van de Gemel. Yeah. I'm prating now so that I can practice for my dance. And from us, Maricele?
Good night.